It's 12:31 Central Time. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn, our technical director, Jason Croft. In WILL News at this hour, the city of Champaign has managed to avoid two cuts in public service that were proposed as part of cuts to the city budget. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows has more.
One of the cuts would have involved closing the front desk at Champaign Police Headquarters to the public on evenings and weekends. But Deputy Police Chief Troy Daniels says the department decided they can keep the desk open 24/7 with reduced staff. Daniels says the front desk serves a vital role in public safety, notably for people trying to reach a police officer without a phone.
There have also been times that people have ran into the police department because someone's chased them, or they've recently been injured, or they've been in the area and it's freezing cold outside and they have nowhere else to go.
Under the new arrangement, police officers will come in off of patrol at times to fill in for front desk personnel who go on break. At the same time, members of the Champaign Firefighters Union have agreed to wage and time concessions in a deal that will keep the second engine company at Fire Station 4 fully staffed. Fire Chief Douglas Forsman says that means they can drop plans to reduce available fire companies on the west side of the city.
We were always attempting to limit the impact by essentially browning out the least busy fire company in the city. However, there was going to be an impact, no question about that, and that has been avoided.
The two proposed cutbacks had been among the most controversial ones proposed during last year's discussions of reductions in the Champaign City budget. Both became issues during last year's mayoral and city council election campaigns. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News.
Illinois is once again looking at closing facilities that care for the disabled and mentally ill. According to published reports, the governor's office and a small group of lawmakers are targeting the Jacksonville Developmental Center and the Tinley Park Mental Health Center. But Representative Patty Bellick, a Republican from Hinsdale, says others could be targeted as well. Last year, Governor Pat Quinn proposed closing seven state facilities and laying off 1,900 employees in an attempt to save money. Bellick was on a legislative commission that visited each of those sites. She says last year's effort was rushed.
I think that everything that we did visit needs to be reviewed because I do support the deinstitutionalization in Illinois, but only in a comprehensive, caring way.
Deinstitutionalization would move the mentally disabled from large institutions into smaller facilities or group homes near their families. Quinn's plan last year was thwarted after legislators found cash from elsewhere in the budget to keep them open. His office confirms a new round of closure talks are ongoing. The state's largest union representing state employees has complained it has not been consulted. The governor's list of proposed closures last year also included the Jack Mabley Developmental Center in Dixon, the Singer Mental Health Center in Rockford, the Chester Mental Health Center, the Logan Correctional Center, and the Illinois Youth Center in Murfreesboro. Indiana House Republicans have approved $1,000 a day fines against Democratic legislators who are boycotting over a right-to-work bill. The Republicans approved the fines in a voice vote this morning as most of the Democratic representatives gathered in the State House Rotunda in Indianapolis for what they called an open caucus meeting to discuss the bill to ban union contracts with mandatory representation fees. The Democrats began their meeting surrounded by hundreds of union supporters, with more watching from the balconies above. Republican Speaker Brian Bosma has demanded that Democrats end their boycott and give the House enough members present to begin debating proposed amendments to the bill. Most Democrats resumed their walkout after questions arose about the constitutionality of the referendum they hope to put before Indiana voters on the issue. Bosma calls their action a delay tactic. The city of Urbana hopes to have a say before Illinois American Water's local rates go up as much as 18%, or roughly $7 a month this fall. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has more.
The city council's 6-1 vote means Urbana will spend up to $8,000 in legal fees to join Champaign, Savoy, St. Joseph, Sidney, and Philo, with hopes of reducing the amount of the company's latest rate hike request before the Illinois Commerce Commission. Illinois American External Affairs Manager Chris Bacon says much of the request is for infrastructure, like fire hydrants, valves, and more than 4 miles of water main. The company will spend $180 million statewide on these upgrades, Meanwhile, $10.5 million in revenues would make up for a decline in water usage. Alderman Charlie Smythe says it's unfair that customers are being, quote, punished for conserving water. But Bacon says they'll be better off in the long run.
The more customers conserve water, the less improvements that we have to make to improve or make repairs to costly mains, wells, pipes, things of that nature.
If the ICC approves the full amount of the request, it would also mean rate increases of about 25% for small commercial customers. Alderwoman Heather Stevenson voted against intervening, saying the city had better uses for its money with no guarantees the rate hike will be reduced. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
Edward Derwinski, the nation's first Secretary of Veterans Affairs, has died at the age of 85. Derwinski also served 24 years in the U.S. House, where he represented